I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up 319 points at the closing bell, the first close above 26K after hitting the milestone yesterday, finishing today right around 26,116, a new record in less than 2 weeks after hitting 25K. It's not easy to get a standing ovation from both sides of the aisle in Washington, but this just did.
We award the Congressional Gold Medal to the soldier, the legislator, and the statesman from Kansas, Senator Bob Dole.
Well, Speaker Paul Ryan beginning the Capitol Hill ceremony that's just wrapped up, honoring Dole, who's now 94, in a wheelchair for the event. The decorated World War II veteran served in Congress for 35 years and was the 1996 Republican presidential nominee. That ceremony, a pause in the partisan budget fight.
We want to do everything we can to avoid a shutdown, but we Democrats believe if there is one, it'll fall on the Republicans' backs. Plain and simple.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, as Democrats keep pushing for a DACA fix to help the so-called Dreamers as part of a spending bill needed by Friday night to avoid a government shutdown.
The budget should not be tied to a political agenda that the Democrats are driving.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it'll be Democrats' fault if there's a shutdown. The latest snowstorm to hit the South is a killer. Fox's Eben Brown with this live.
At least 8 deaths are now being blamed on the winter storm that has left much of the southeast U.S. under snow and sealed in ice. Among those dead is an 8-month-old baby that was in a car that plunged into a canal in suburban New Orleans. The deaths are mostly attributed to auto accidents as people attempt to drive in very bad conditions. Officials have been telling people to stay off roadways. Businesses and schools have been shut down. Freezing temperatures were felt deep into Florida this morning, Lisa.
Thanks, Eben. Fox News, fair and balanced.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A hospital is facing claims it may have exposed a patient to HIV.
A New Hampshire man believes his father, who suffers from diabetes, was exposed to the HIV virus during a visit to Southern New Hampshire Medical Center, where a nurse used the same insulin pen on him that was used on a patient with HIV. The hospital says a different needle was affixed to the pen, but the dad was put on antiviral medication the same day as a precaution. Now the son, Chris DeVoid, thinks he could be at risk too, claiming while taking care of his dad at home, he accidentally pricked himself with a needle checking blood sugar. Both DeVoids have gone through their first round of testing. Both have come back negative for HIV. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A former high school classmate is now charged with murder in the death of a University of Pennsylvania student found stabbed and buried in a California park. He was in California to visit his parents. Investigators are looking for evidence of a hate crime, is what prosecutors are now saying. Apple says it'll bring tens of billions of dollars back to the U.S. from offshore accounts, capitalizing on tax reform and sinking billions into the U.S. economy.
Apple pledging to boost the economy and workforce and is investing $350 billion over the next 5 years, creating 20,000 new jobs and a new campus. The job creation will focus on direct employment, but also suppliers and its app business. Apple says it will announce the location of a second campus devoted to customer support later this year, and has also been fielding proposals from cities across the country for a second headquarters.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Apple shares up more than 1% today. Recapping the rally on Wall Street, the Dow, as the numbers continue to settle, up 322 on the day, topping 26,100, a new record high, less than 2 weeks after hitting 25K. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. Utah's Office of the Medical Examiner has positively identified the human remains discovered August 19th in the Red Cliffs Desert Reserve to belong to a Washington City man reported missing weeks earlier. The remains found in the reserve were identified as 34-year-old Dale Barker Purdy, reported missing July 14th, at which time a missing persons report was filed with the Washington City Police Department. The medical examiner has ruled the death an accident, and it appears that it was caused by a fall. To keep up with continuing growth, two Washington County cities have merged their fire departments. The Santa Clara Fire Department and Ivins Fire and Rescue officially merged January 1st to become Santa Clara Ivins Fire and Rescue. Firefighters from both agencies were already training as a single unit. Weather for the area, sunny and 57 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You guys are probably pretty tired, right? Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment of the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
Yeah, no biggie. Just all those things. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How you feeling today? Hopefully it's a good day for you, and happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? And boy, we have a lot to talk about today, so we've got to hit the ground running because we're not going to have time for all of it. And I do want to get to all of it. In the second hour, we have Melissa Smith. We're talking about self-reliance in the second hour and her trip to Puerto Rico. We're also, and what she found there, we're also talking about, in the third hour, Mark Hall, award-winning documentarian, is going to be on the show talking about Killing Ed, his series that he's done on the Gulen Network, which is going to be fascinating. I'm so glad that he's calling in. It's going to be great. He's calling in from Texas. So we're lucky to get him. And Melissa in the second hour. In the first hour, man, we have a lot to discuss. So the LGBTQ RSVUP group came out with a statement and for the new presidency of the Mormon Church. And I find this kind of funny because on the onset of this, I'm thinking, wow, sexual preference is usually just who you sleep with. But when you become a political group, you make statements. So here is their statement. They're wishing increased wisdom for the new president. But the transition, this transition of leadership, they have great apprehension and even fear. Okay, why? Why do they have fear? Why do they have apprehension? Nobody else does. I just had to point this out because of the ridiculousness of their statement. It was like 10 paragraphs. It was just, you know what? It's a political activism group, and we must see it that way because long are the days that it was just who you wanted to sleep with, your sexual preference, and maybe you had an issue with if you were a man or a woman, and now it is just this political force. So yeah, it gets front page news. How do you like them apples? It just drives me nuts. Do they really need to make a statement on the new presidency of the Mormon Church? Really? Do they really need to come out and do that? Frustrating. I just had to mention it because it just ticked me off today. I guess they're that special that they have to have a headline and also front page attention. Tide Pods. Why are our kids in Utah swallowing Tide Pods? I get it if a one-year-old does by accident, but these kids are doing it on a dare on an Instagram challenge. The stupidity. Yeah, so 50 kids have gone in for poisoning. Are they just that dumb? I don't know. I'm just going to guess that they're just that dumb. Tide Pods, who would have thought it? Anyway, some kids are getting nauseous and having diarrhea and getting sick, but it's not to the levels that they would take themselves to the hospital or have their families take them in, but are experiencing some gruesome, fallout. Should we just say it like that? Fallout from using the Tide or swallowing the Tide Pod. What is with these people? What is with these kids? Anyway, have we not taught them? I also wanted to mention Lee, Senator Lee coming down on the FISA warrantless collection data. And this is kind of interesting because he was condemning it, saying how many loopholes were in it, and, I mean, pretty big blurb on Facebook about it. Yet he didn't call out Hatch, Congressman Stewart, our own congressman, Congresswoman Love, or Congressman Curtis for voting for it. Yeah, there's crickets from them. They won't say that they voted for it. They did. I checked. So did Hatch. But Lee spells out all the problems with it, at least. Isn't it fascinating to all of us? It should be that they won't even talk about their vote. If they voted yes on this, which they did, then why don't they come out and at least defend their yes? No, they hide in the shadows. Congressman Stewart hides in the shadows. Congresswoman Love hides in the shadows. Has she done anything in office noteworthy? They're all do-harm conservatives. Do-harm conservatives. That's exactly what they are. Same with Curtis. Bishop was the only one. Bishop and Lee were the only ones that didn't vote for it. We're talking about the collection of data on all of us, legalized, so that the government can do that on us whenever they wish to. Collect whatever they want in as many ways as they want. And at least Lee points out how many loopholes were in the bill. Of course, sheeples like Stewart, Love, and Curtis all sign up as the lapdog and go ahead and vote for it. They're just told what to do, and they do it. Oh, please get them out of office. Please. I know Mary Burkett is running for Congress. She needs to take Stewart's place. I know that Larry Myers is running for Senate. He needs to get in there. We need to really back our individuals running because this is ludicrous. If this doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what does. But I'm glad he at least pointed it out. Flake. Flake. What is going on with Flake? So Flake, I don't even know what to say. It's just so funny. He wanted to do a big, huge speech on comparing Trump to Stalin. Two Democrats showed up. Nobody showed up for this thing. I don't know what he's doing to his career, but it is just going in the toilet. He already announced his resignation, and this is just over the top. I have to agree with some people out there. He thought when he separated himself out as an anti-Trump person, and really, if you're going to go after Trump, at least have your reasons knocked out, not just what the media is saying. And so I find it kind of interesting. What can you say? He found himself on the losing edge of that because people were going, well, I mean, I'm not too sad about this year. This is going okay. And he didn't end up in favor of all those people that didn't want, he thought his state didn't want Trump, and he was wrong. And so a couple of people showed up, and I guess tonight Trump is doing the fake news media awards. This is going to be so good. Every single time he points out what mainstream media does, I have utter glee. Glee because of what he does with mainstream media in pointing out all of their lies. On Facebook last night, we'll talk about this more in the third hour, but on Facebook last night I asked, what has Trump actually done? What has he done? Not is he racist, sexist, Hitler, Stalin, is he dumb, is he rich, is he all of these things that get said about him, but I just want to know in mainstream media, I just want to know what he's actually done. And, it was funny that those that were against him could only point out these words, petulant child. See, that's been in CNN for like the whole year. Petulant child, eighth grader, immature. That's all mainstream media speak. They speak in these little sound bites and then everybody repeats them. And nobody could give me anything else other than that. And if they did, it wasn't even in the job requirement for president. It wasn't even in his authority. So we have a huge problem out there in America because people can't even name. If you can name things, great. I'm okay with that because I know Ron Paul disagrees with him on some of his foreign policy, and I can listen to those kinds of debates and arguments. But when all you say is he's a petulant child, nobody said that for his 69 years of life. So it gets a little out there and ridiculous for me because I just know that they're just listening to sound bites and that's all they've got. But nobody really could say much. It was like they just kept talking about his personality. And I said, don't talk about his personality. I just want, what has he done to foster hatred? And I mean hatred, vicious hatred. What has he done to do that? And people really couldn't answer it other than just to quote CNN. It was really strange. So we'll need to talk about that. I'll be covering that just for a blip in the third hour. But in this, we have a lot to talk about also in coming up as well in the show. I want to talk a little bit about North Korea, and I want you to weigh in on it too, because from my sources, things that I get, my anonymous sources, that was not a mistake pushing that button. And so we can talk about that in the next segment. I also wanted to mention national parks. This is getting really interesting. Nearly all the members of the National Park Service advisory panel resigned in frustration. Good. Get rid of them. They're Obama-lites. They're parasites. So the resignation of 9 out of 12 National Park System Advisory Board members leaves the federal government without a functioning body. Good. This is great news, because all they do is designate historic and natural landmarks. Excellent. Make sure that they're non-functioning for quite a while. That would be good news, wouldn't it? It also underscores the extent to which federal advisory bodies have become marginalized. And that's what they're trying to say out there. They're trying to say, well, they've been marginalized. No, they haven't. They're just mad that Bear's Ears was rescinded, well, 75% of the way, right? And they're just upset. They're just upset they can't go around stealing more land. So this is like the best news ever when they said, oh, it leaves this without a functioning body. What will we do if we can't create landmarks every 5 seconds? They weren't supposed to. They're not supposed to. We'll have to see how this pans out. But some advisory bodies apparently are operating, but others are going to be frozen until they approve their updated charters under the Federal Advisory Committee Act. There's another act for you. And so it'll be interesting. Two of the Bureau of Land Management's 38 resource advisory councils had to postpone meetings because their charters were out of date. And so all of these things are kind of weighing them down. Good. I could not be happier about this. This is great. And so we'll have to keep an eye on this and see what happens and see how those positions are filled, more importantly, and who they're filled with, and see what happens. But man, if a lot of these BLM members can be brought up on charges, can be brought out for what they're doing and the way that they are treating ranchers and farmers, the way that they're overtaking the lands and giving themselves more authority than they think they have, I am all for gutting the entire departments, and I think it would be one of the smartest things Trump could do. His base is all of the people that this affects, too. Think about that. I mean, that's his base. He needs to make sure that they get help and that ranchers and farmers are protected. And so this is just great news. So many things have just been like, yeah, lately, haven't they? I mean, I'm like, yeah, this is good. This is good. We keep plugging along. Also, Don Fotheringham from yesterday, both of those hours are up. If you want to check those out, you can get those on podcast now and send those out so that people can understand the Convention of the States and what a major disaster. Disaster isn't even a good word. The impact that would have on our country would be just sick and wrong in every single way. People just clamoring and wanting to be a Jefferson, which they shouldn't even be touching the Constitution. So make sure that we're passing that along to people so that they understand what's at stake. Don laid it out carefully and eloquently. He has been fighting this for so many decades. He knows his stuff. And really and truly, people can't argue with him. They don't debate him. They really don't. They won't show up to debate him when he goes to debate, because he's that good. He knows his stuff. Share those two podcasts. They're on katedalyradio.com. I'll be right back. I want to talk about North Korea.
What makes Stuckey Family Pharmacy so well loved? Just ask one of their biggest fans, Corinne Clayton.
As a mother, it feels very comforting, very empowering to know that I am not the only brain trying to figure out these concerns for my kids. I have wonderful doctors as resources, and adding Sam and his knowledge into that has been truly a blessing for me and for my children. I would highly recommend go and visit with Sam Stuckey. Go and see what he thinks about your health concerns or what's going on in your family. I would be willing to bet that he may have some ideas for you that you haven't thought of before. For anyone, if you've lived here for 5 minutes or for 50 years, I would recommend go and talk to him.
Experience the difference at Stuckey Family Pharmacy, just off Telegraph near Kohl's, or online at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family.
You know the old saying about New Year's, out with the old, in with the new. I get it. Man, do I get it. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and we've got so much new inventory, we need to move out the old. Seriously, we're so packed, I lost one of my managers last week. I know he's in the warehouse somewhere, we just can't find him. Anyway, shop now and save big with the lowest prices in town at our January clearance sale at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Hi, I'm Kit Archibald, director at East West Health, and I want to tell you why I love East West Health. About 6 years ago, I was tapped out. I was about 50 pounds overweight. I just did not have the energy that I needed, and I was really frustrated. I reached out to my brother, who happens to be the founder of East West Health. It was life-changing, and what I found is it wasn't magic. It was really getting the education, knowledge, and understanding of what was going on with my health and what I could do to reverse those things. But I had someone to guide and mentor me through that process, and that was extremely essential for achieving my goals. At East West Health, we do weekly educational events because we want you to get that same education and knowledge and understanding of what's going on with your health. Wednesday evenings, we have an event on natural solutions for weight loss, thyroid, and digestive health. This could be something that will be absolutely life-changing. Call us at 435-773-7790. We'll see you at East West Health next Wednesday.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
The holidays may be over, but Finley Kia keeps on giving. Right now, get 0% financing for an entire 75 months. Plus, 90-days deferred payment option on a 2018 Kia Forte, Sportage, Sorento, and Optima. Start your new year outright with 0% financing and 90-days deferred payment on a brand new Kia from Finley Kia on the saving side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleyKiaSt.George.com. On approved credit through KMF, excludes Optima Hybrid and PHER model. Frontier 1720 FICO score financing. See dealer for details.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. And S&S Mechanical. Is your furnace struggling and you're tight on money? With S&S Mechanical, save up to $2,000 or pay no interest for 48 months on a Trane system. Call them at 628-4334 or ssairconditioning.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let's go! She walks fairly down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, gonna get you too.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Keith Daly Show. So glad you're tuning in. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. I talk about him a lot because it's changing lives. That's why. And because it's making such an impact and difference for people in pain, in all kinds of things. You couldn't even imagine what that can impact when you are getting your cells the kind of oxygen that they need so badly. And by the way, we just don't have that. We don't have that kind of capacity. And this is a machine that can actually really help you get through pain and all kinds of things for MS and cancer and you name it. Lots of things being done with autism. So many fantastic things. So make sure that you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics and get some help. A couple of sessions would just do you so much good you couldn't even believe. And there's so many reasons to do it. I couldn't even list all of them right now if I wanted to because there's so many. Inside Out Hyperbarics is the website. Inside Out Hyperbarics is the website. Okay, so I want to talk just a little bit about North Korea, because it was kind of curious today that all of a sudden Trump said he was willing to sit down with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, that he wanted to have some sit-down talks with him. Kind of interesting. We just had this ballistic missile mistake in Hawaii, and everybody was wondering why it took 40 minutes for them to correct, which is very, that's a really long time to be sitting there and waiting, isn't it? And so I do have some sources, and really, there's no way for me sitting in my studio to know. I can only go by sources and maybe, some things that I hear, but this is one theory. I'll name it a theory. There you go. It's a pretty good source, but I'll name it a theory just so we can go with that. In fact, alternative news has a couple of different theories out there, but from what my source said, an inbound missile was only about 8 minutes away from hitting Hawaii. That there was one launched. And it took three of our missiles from Pacific Command to get it down. And it was aimed at Honolulu. And that possibly they had to wait until it reached reentry because they can't shoot it down when it's up that high. So you have to shoot it down, I guess, immediately after it launches, or you have to wait right before it hits the ground. And the speed at which it travels makes it impossible to take out mid-flight. And ballistic missiles are not that easy to shoot down. Send up five and one will get through. And this comes from somebody that was former Navy. And if North Korea launches five ballistic missiles at us at once, you know, that could be a problem, okay? And that's why Trump has to pretty much strike first, because if we were to get an EMP, that could be bad news, obviously, for us. But I wanted to know what you thought, because all of a sudden, it went from sort of an escalating, kind of a war between words between our president and Kim Jong-un. I keep wanting to call him what Uncle Milty calls him, sorry. And all of a sudden today, it's, we want to sit down and talk with you. So that was kind of an interesting development, I thought. And that, yes, something had been launched. And yes, we did shoot it down. And that's why it took all the extra time to come back. And then they wanted to make sure that the people didn't panic. So it was a kind of a cover story. Okay. Another theory out there, now this didn't come from my source, but another theory out there says that it was possibly almost a false flag. Possibly almost. So that could be kind of interesting. Maybe blamed on North Korea. But from my source, what he was saying was, yes, there was something that was launched, and yes, we shot it down. Do you agree? Do you think that's possible? All of the mainstream media certainly had the same story, and the whole story was about the one guy with the one button. And basically, my source was talking about the fact that you can't, it takes several people to go through a chain of things that have to happen before you can send out an alert like that. You can't just send out an alert. Actually, it has to go through a chain of command. It's not just one button, and it's not just a drop-down menu with one choice or a choice that you can click on. Basically, it is it is a little bit more, it's a little harder to do. Not one person can just push a button. So it's called TPA, two-person authorization. And those that have worked on subs probably know that, what I'm saying. They're probably nodding. But it has to go through a chain of command. And so the fact that they kind of wrote it off as a mistake instantly sort of sent alarm bells to a friend of mine. And he, no, there's no way that could happen. So he did some digging. Basically, that's the story. It took 38 minutes for them to cancel the warning because they had to notify, Tucson had to notify Pacific Command before they took it down. So the mainstream media goes off with a story that said it was just an error and just a mistake. And that's pretty, I remember when I heard it, I thought, something's up with this. That doesn't just shake out that way. Something's wrong. And so I kind of thought, well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what's going on. And could it have been a missile that launched? The missile, they say, was shot down 5 minutes after it was tracked, then took 38 minutes. This is from my source. What do you think when you hear stuff like that? Do you automatically think false flag? Or do you automatically think, yep, North Korea is getting ready to, they've tested it out, now they're really getting ready to send more than one? I'm curious. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'm just kind of curious to kind of know what your thoughts were on this. Did you buy into the whole, and maybe it's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I can't really verify sitting here in my studio. I can't verify this 100%. But it does seem awfully strange that they did say that it was one guy, one button, and they didn't call out what is this TPA system, two-person authority system. And they also waited so long to make sure people knew that it was a mistake. They let people sit there and think that a missile was coming for 40 minutes. So that should kind of strike us as a little, because if you were going to do an oopsie, then you would be retracting that within a blip, would you not? I mean, would you not be panicking and saying, oh my gosh, get this out immediately? But they waited and waited. So for confirmation, did something get shot down? Well, there you go. I would tend to think that there's more to this story than not. I would tend to think that there's more here. We'll try to uncover as much as we can, certainly, but it's getting a little crazy. And all of a sudden, now Trump wants to sit down with them? Curious timing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that, it's more than likely that this is more than what the media is reporting on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
If anything that, has been going on lately is true with QAnon, we know that the CIA is running North Korea anyway, so mm-hmm. It's highly likely that this was something that was shot down, that was potentially a false flag. It's all a gimmick anyway. I think we all need to kind of open our eyes to this stuff.
Yep.
Not what they're selling us.
I do too. Yeah, the story was kind of goofy, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm 100% skeptical, and I don't want to believe what they're trying to sell us anyway. We have the ability to become informed on our own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're not.
Yeah, we wait for them to validate. Why are they validating? They're always fake news. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. They haven't given us anything truthful from the beginning, as far as I can see now.
Yeah.
It just takes all their credibility away if there was any left to begin with. I don't want to believe one bit of what they're selling us.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yep.
Love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, go right ahead.
Oh, now I can hear you.
You're live.
There's always a delay in my calls with you. Okay, I think you're really on the right track here.
Mm-hmm.
I too think that false alarm was probably all orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
The 38 minutes is ridiculous. Also, on computer programs, when you have something so important, they put up flashing lights and
mm-hmm.
all sorts of sirens, so to speak, to warn you that you're about ready to announce something that's very important. in double layers of protection. You have to push two buttons and not just one. And so that software, where they said it was just a drop-down menu and he hit the wrong button, that's really suspect that they'd have software without any other protection, so making a mistake like that.
Yeah.
The 38 minutes, I totally agree. Why did it take so long?
Yep.
And I think all this is sensitization. I think this whole thing with North Korea is sensitization, that's what we call in psychology, or listening fear. I mean, that's to break it down in real simple terms. They're trying to make us afraid, right?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I do that is all the history of North Korea. America put North Korea into existence. They lost that war intentionally. You've had excellent guests on your show that talked about this, where we were sending supplies during the Korean conflict or Korean War to North Korea, military weapons and so forth, to fight on the other side. Douglas MacArthur was about ready to win that war, and Truman pulled him out to stop that. And the plans, McCarthy's plans went to the U.N. from to Washington to D.C. to Truman, and then he sent them to the U.N. And the enemy was waiting there when every time Douglas MacArthur went into battle. There's so much evidence that the people that put North Korea into existence and control them throughout China are the same people that are, I call it the master conspiracy, the deep state, the same people over America.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that.
I think it's all orchestrated.
Yep, I'm going to have to go with that just because the story was too hokey. Thank you. I really appreciate that. We need to be able to look for those things. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, it would be interesting to hear what North Korea is having to say about all this.
Yes, it would.
The propaganda they're putting out.
Yes, absolutely.
So if anybody had connections, it would be interesting to find that out.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Yeah,
what's with Japan getting the warning yesterday, too?
Yeah.
Same type of warning.
Yeah, yeah. Strange, right? Yeah, a little too strange for my taste. So when things don't add up, start asking questions. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, great calls, by the way. I feel the same. And I know this sounds, I know it's going to sound ridiculous to some of you listening, but I really don't think this negatively or this, I don't know what the word is. It's not paranoid. It's just kind of like, I don't think about everything in the same way. But if a story comes out and it just doesn't add up, and I just have that gut feeling like something's not right here, the story doesn't add up, then yeah, I usually will go to seek out more. And sometimes, a few times, it hasn't worked out. It hasn't been like something that I've followed, and it has been the direction that I went. But there are other times like this where I go, yeah, that sounds a lot more plausible as to why they waited for so long than the story of we just couldn't get to that message that it didn't happen, that it was a mistake for 40 minutes. They knew that it went. They knew that this had launched. And so anyway, I just have to share this with you when I'm thinking about these things and when I talk to sources that I have that say, yeah, this is pretty much what's going on. And I always keep those sources confidential. But let me just say, I think there's always going to be false flags, and we always have to be very vigilant in looking for the signs. And usually when the stories don't add up, you can find something there. But as this story goes on, today's hot, you know, top headline was Trump wants to sit down with him finally, and they want to talk this out. After all the threats going back and forth in what the media is stating. Now, I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying what the media is reporting, because the media ramps stuff up. So we don't really know what's been happening. Because if you do your homework with North Korea, like the caller said, they always kind of bring them out when we need a big foe. So when we need a big enemy. And so you have to keep that in mind, too. Kind of dust them off and bring them out and ramp it up in the media. So just to kind of keep all these angles in check. I know some people in Alternative were blaming certain countries for sending this. I'm not sold on that yet at all. But I would probably tend to go with the story that something was launched and something was taken down. That I probably would go with. But who sent it and why? Now that remains to be seen. So we'll have to, I don't know, just have to do some more homework, won't we? Hopefully some pieces will fall out on this one. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hearing loss may be linked to mental decline. Loss of hearing can lead to social isolation and depression. New studies suggest that hearing loss may also be linked to memory loss. You can have better brain health through better hearing with Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance. Take advantage of their Try Before You Buy program. Improve your hearing. Improve your brain health with Try Before You Buy at Advanced Hearing and Balance. For information, go to HearingDocs.com. That's D-O-C-S, HearingDocs.com.
2018 is here, and if you're like most people, January is the perfect time to make a New Year's resolution. Hi, this is Justin from The Mattress Store. Start 2018 with the goal to sleep better. At The Mattress Store, we believe in blissful, life-changing, and restful night's sleep. Save hundreds and take advantage of our 2017 closeouts, and you'll see why nobody beats The Mattress Store in Cedar by Lynn's, Washington next to Best Buy, in St. George on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, and now in Bloomington next to Walmart. Nobody beats The Mattress Store. Nobody.
It's a new year filled with possibility, hopefully filled with family, friends, and laughter. Smiles Restored wants this year to be a year filled with more smiles. It's why they do what they do. They love seeing their patients' lives changed when they finally love their smile. A smile you love can bring happiness, confidence, and laughter back into your life. It's your smile, and you deserve to love it. At Smiles Restored, their team of Dr. Hansen, Dr. Staples, and Dr. Curtis want 2018 to be the year you love your smile. And they know how important it is that it's affordable and simple for you and your family. They get asked all the time how they're able to provide such exceptional service and yet do it with such low fees. With years of experience and a skilled staff, at Smiles Restored, they run a highly efficient dental office. That allows them to pass the savings on to you and yet still maintain the highest quality service. Find out why more and more people are choosing Smiles Restored for dental care in Southern Utah. With offices in St. George and Cedar City, scheduling a free consultation is easy. Just call 688-2772 or visit smilesrestoredofutah.com. From the entire staff of Smiles Restored, Happy New Year.
This is Kay Daly, and I love my sponsors. The Sweet Tooth Fairy is ready to cater your next special event. From baby showers to wedding receptions, birthday parties, or corporate events, no order is too big. The Sweet Tooth Fairy in the Pineview Plaza or online at sweettoothfairy.com. And Home Flooring Connection. Not only does Home Flooring Connection provide the best flooring around, now they offer window coverings. Check them out today on Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang.
Get 0% APR for 72 months
on a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
Unapproved credit through HMF, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $299.99 due at signing, plus taxes, fees, and dealer added options. See dealer for details.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can get you. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's falling open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you're blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Yeah, that's from The Greatest Showman. Love that movie, by the way. Welcome back to the show, and I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. I wanted to talk just briefly about a piece that my friend John Rappaport put up, because I found it pretty intriguing. He calls it mind control and the flu virus, and I've had him on the show multiple times. He was a mainstream reporter and then left because he just couldn't do it. You know, say what they were telling him to say, and then does his own reporting, does his own journalism. It's amazing. He's a really good guy. So he said, you know, he said, yesterday I exposed the fact that the flu isn't the flu. He said, for example, here's a suggestive quote from Peter Doshi's report. Are U.S. flu death figures more PR than science? Now, I know some of you are going through the flu right now, so this will be very interesting information for you, I think. According to the CDC, influenza and pneumonia took 62,000 lives in 2001. 61,000, which were attributed to pneumonia, and 257 to the flu. Out of all of those, that's interesting, and only 18 cases was the flu positively identified. So he said, oops. He goes, today, I look at mind control aspect of this insanity. And if someone says, you know, you have the flu, he means you have one thing, and other people who have the flu have the same thing. It's caused by a virus, and everyone who has the flu has that virus. So if you say, no, the so-called flu could be caused by many different things, people might appear to agree with you, but they're still thinking the flu is one thing. We've been taught that the flu is one thing. They won't let go. That's called mind control in his view. Person A has a cough, fatigue, headache, and fever. Why? Combination of stress, exposure to cold weather, contaminated indoor air, or whatever the reason is. Person B has a cough, fatigue, headache, and fever. Why? Maybe it's a combination of junk food and nutritional deficits and toxic pain reliever. Who knows? Could be a whole different set of things. Do person A and person B have the same thing? They both have cough, fatigue, headache, and fever. But they aren't. So now you take 10,000 people who have the above list of symptoms, and none of them has the flu virus. Do any of them have the flu? No. Do they all have the same thing? No. Because the combination of causes and then the precise nature of each cause are not the same from person to person. Because we're all so different. We all have such different things hitting us, and also our diets and everything else. If 10,000 people have the flu virus, do they all have the flu? No. People with strong immune systems don't get sick. People with weak immune systems do get sick. So the determining factor is the condition of the immune system, not the presence of the virus. So there's a tight equation there. Flu virus equals flu is false. So understanding all the factors rearranges the thought process as for the flu. So the flu outbreak across America is kind of a generality. It doesn't hold together. And once you take it apart, you see something very, very different. You're no longer in a state of hypnosis about the virus, that we all have the same thing. But maybe you say, yes, but all these people are getting sick, showing up at hospitals. They almost have the same thing. No, they have similar symptoms, but that doesn't mean they have the same thing. If you want one factor, which combined with other immune suppressing factors might be at work, why not start with the freezing weather across America? That could be a clue. But it's far from the whole story. Person C has cough, fatigue, headache, and fever. Those are the four things. In his case, it's caused by a combination of freezing weather, five toxic medications on his night table at the nursing home, a forced change of diet, maybe empty calories, who knows. Person D has the same things, but in her case, it's caused by grief over a loss of loved one, bad reaction to a flu vaccine, a power outage that cut off heat in her home for 2 days, and so forth. So he says, casually blaming the virus is a response dictated by the stimulus of news and government propaganda about the flu. He says, and the propaganda ignores the most important factor, the condition of their own immune system. So that is a non-medical situation. And increasing the power of your immune system requires something that medical system refuses to recognize. All the actions a person can take under the general banner of, yes, natural health. Doing things the old-fashioned way, from which the medical system obviously makes no money. So he says this is what is called a clue. I love his sense of humor. He says, let's see, we can tell people that when they get sick with flu symptoms or have the flu and it's all about the virus, and then we can sell flu vaccines and drugs like crazy, or we can tell them so-called flu symptoms come from different combinations of causes, which in many cases can be either environmental or should be identified. And most importantly, we can tell them they need to strengthen their immune system through natural methods. We make no money. We go out of business and we end up pumping gas in Death Valley. So, which choice do we take? Let's take a vote. So he's basically calling it out and saying, look, they're never going to tell you what the real problem is. They're never going to tell you that this is our, that they would like to just lump all of it together and then bring you down in droves for a vaccine. Yet people don't really think it out. They don't say, well, this could be just my immune system's reaction to this. and I could have something totally different. Because when you go in with the symptoms, they'll usually just sort of blanket approach it as, well, sounds like you've got the blank. Well, that's not always true. And I like how he gets into that, because I know that right now you can probably name at least three or four people in your families that are sick, right? Extended families, friends, okay, that are sick. And I know because I have been having this chest cold for a couple of days. Not so bad I couldn't work, but still, you know, I go home and have slept because it's been bad. But my immune system's getting better, because last year I would have been down for a week and I would have had no voice, because that's usually what it attacks. I usually have zero voice for like a week, and I usually miss a week on the air. So my immune system's getting better. And I credit that to a couple of things I'm taking right now. But if we were to all work on natural health, on our immune system, we wouldn't even be concerned about this. You don't have to run in for the vaccination if you don't want to. And I know a lot of people choose to for different reasons. I get it. For me, no thanks. But I do know a lot of people. But people have been dying. I mean, really dying after taking the flu vaccine too. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. I look at a lot of health issues for the show. And this really hit home, because he really sort of dials it down and says, what you think is the flu, what you think you might have, you've been trained to think that it's a certain thing under one umbrella, but maybe it's not. Because the medical associations are never going to tell you to go and maybe just eat healthy and up your immune system and take certain things that can help you each year. They're never going to do that. They just want to let you know that they've got a ready and waiting approach for you that would require a vaccination. But there have been many articles on the deaths that have been occurring. And I know down in Australia, because from what I've heard, now, is this mainstreamy or not? It's kind of on the edge, but we're getting that one strain that's coming from Australia that's pretty bad. But their vaccine only takes care of 20% of it. And so you can't say that the vaccine can cover all of the different varieties of this anyway. So it's kind of false advertising, isn't it? A flu vaccine, and that's all they call it, because they shelve everything under that umbrella. And it's obviously false marketing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I would never take a flu vaccine the rest of my life. I was going to add to the point you're just making. The reports are from the immunologists anywhere up to 20% down to zero they predict the correct flu virus in the vaccines. Mm-hmm. Some of the immunologists said it's almost zero. So it's worthless. It's worse than worthless, as you pointed out, for killing people. But the second point is really important. I want to mention this doctor's name. He was a renowned immunologist. He's dead now. He's a friend of Wakefield. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Wakefield about him. His mm-hmm. name is Hugh Funderburg, mm-hmm. Funderburg. He had 850 published peer-review articles, and he did study after study, and he found over and over again a huge correlation between the flu vaccines and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. One of the studies was, if you take 5 vaccines in a row once a year after 65 years of age, you have a 10-fold increase. Ooh. And I think this is why they're pushing it everywhere we look. You've talked about that. You know, mm-hmm. you go into your drugstores and you see out in the parking lot the signs, get your flu vaccine. You'll see them in line at the pharmacies. The doctors push them everywhere. The pharmacists tell us they have to do it. The mm-hmm. doctors get a huge payoff if they give you a vaccine. I mean, it appears as though they're really wanting to do us in.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually agree. The way they market this thing, too, they're not dissecting all the different things that somebody could have. They just put it under one immediately. It's like just fell swoop. Just there you go. That's what you have. So
I encourage listeners, look this doctor up, Hugh Funderburg, mm-hmm. and you'll see his studies, and you'll see, and he was a renowned, he was considered one of the top immunologists in the entire world. We're not talking about some foot doctor or something like mm-hmm. that. And he had study after study that showed it's giving us Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
So encourage people to go online and look them up.
You betcha. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sure. Great call. Yeah, it's getting, it's incredible, isn't it, what's happening? Yesterday when I talked about Gardasil for babies, they're trying that out in small doses. Can you imagine? Can you imagine giving that to a child, Gardasil? I wouldn't give it to my teen either. It's for sexually active. It's an STD vaccine for your baby. Oh, the stuff we pump into babies. You know, doctors will say, though, on the side, and they have to me, I get a lot of sources on the show, but they're like, we're told that that's what we have to say to these young parents, and we have to make sure that they are getting those shots, and that's why they have the well baby visits. Think about that. You have a well baby visit. We didn't start that until just decades ago, where you brought your newborn in, 10 different times during the first year just to make sure they're okay. Usually when you recognize a problem, then you bring them in, right? But these young moms think, well, I've got to go to my well baby visit to make sure, you know, nothing's wrong, even though they probably know nothing's wrong. And then they're basically cornered on the vaccines. If they're not taking the vaccines now, the doctors are instructing them that they have to come through the back door. They, you know, basically can't be seen by anyone else. They can't be in the same room as anyone else. And the biggest question to that is, but if everybody's vaccinated there, what are you worried about? Right? Ding dong. Anyway, so yeah, they're actually making it so difficult for mothers now to choose otherwise that they are basically being bullied and treated like they're vermin if they choose not to vaccinate when the baby's a baby. Because I know one person was wanting to wait until they were 3 or 4, which I think is a great idea out there, listener, and so she's being bullied by her doctor into doing it now. Well, why now? Why the urgency? Why the rush? This baby's very protected. This baby isn't going to be really out in anywhere really where it can catch anything. Trust me, it's fine. But they're bullying these young moms into doing it while they're infants and shoving them just full of these vaccines. So many you can't even understand. It's just sickening. They're also, something to also be aware of is they're rushing them in. Parents are bringing their kids to the dentist, and if they're on government assistance, they're pulling 2 and 3 teeth, doing root canals, all kinds of stuff. Make sure you're always in the room with your child when they're having dental care. These kids have been dying because of all of the amount of dental work being done. And I know Erin talked about it when she was on the show, Erin from Health Nut News. But it's getting more so. And make sure that that they can't just take your child away and do a bunch of work that you don't know about. And you do not have to cave to the vaccinations. Go find a more holistic doctor that will appreciate what you're doing and back you and support you, rather than give yourself over to the big bully doctors that are making it look like you're some kind of literally varmint that is, you know, come through the back door at midnight. Give me a break. Can you believe this nonsense? I'll be right back with Melissa Smith. Got a lot on the docket. And Mark Hall, the documentary Killing Ed, the Gulen Network. You're not going to want to miss that. That's in the third hour.
Being diagnosed with diabetes is life-changing. Not only are you watching your sugar and carb intake, but diabetes can also affect your eyesight. Vision changes or fluctuations, double vision, and cataracts are possible symptoms of having diabetes. Early detection, timely treatment, and follow-up care of diabetes can prevent or delay vision loss. For more information about diabetes and follow-up care for your eyesight, look no further. Trust your eyes to Southwest Vision today. Call 435-673-5577 or southwestvision.com.
Save every day at Findlay Hyundai.
Findlay Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on a 20-
2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Findlay Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Findlay Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
Unapproved credit through HMF, 36 month lease, 12,000 miles per year.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 98.5 FM, Cedar City. KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.